Hopefully Josh from Horsham's got a couple of bank builders. How are you, Josh?
Oh, so good, boys. How are you going?
Very well indeed. I know Horsham's a long way from Warrnambool, but will you get down there?
2.5 hours on the road has never pulled me up yet, so I'm hoping to get down there for a couple of days.
Oh, beautiful. We'll look forward to seeing you. Where are we going for the weekend winners?
Yeah, we've got a few. So we'll look at one at our rat in the last today. Race 9, number 8, Over You Pop. This filly, pretty good form around some nice horses last campaign. The jump out of Evoca suggests he's come back in pretty good order. Linda Meek's ride's the favourite from gate one, so we can assume that'll go forward and give them all something to chase. And at each way price, I think we can back Over You Pop to run it down, or for the Quinella punters, maybe run second. So that's race 9, number 8, Over You Pop.
It's $7. I like that. Mm-hmm. And the last at Ararat.
Yeah, then a couple at Kyneton tomorrow. Race 2, number 13, Tight Grip. It was scratched today from Ararat, but it does need a couple to come out. I think it's second or third emergency tomorrow. Two runs this have been good. Out to a mile third up, looks ideal. I thought the work through the line at Evoca last start was as good as anything running home. So I think he can go close tomorrow. That's race 2, number 13, if it gets a run.
Beautiful.
And the other, race 4, number 1, Suffolk Star. Also scratched Ararat today in preference for this. Been racing well. The form we tested today when Baltic Way runs as a short price favourite in race 5. I think if Baltic Way gets up, then that's a pretty good point. It's a Suffolk Star. Had a hurdle trial between runs to say stay sharp, and I think it looks pretty hard to beat. That's race 4, number 1, Suffolk Star tomorrow at Kyneton.
Beautiful. Anything at Ballarat on Sunday?
No, you're going to steer clear. I'm going to save up from Sunday, hoping to have a bit of fun at Warrnambool. But there's one on Saturday at Morfordville I liked. It's race 2, number 7, Caravas. Second up here, good effort when runner-up fresh behind what could be a pretty smart one. Goes to Melbourne and is in with half a chance. The only other second up run, she won the Group 3 Ottawa at Flemington and then was disqualified following an irregular blood sample, we can say, I think, after the race. But she beat home Anissa, Arabian Summer and Hayasugi that day. That's all for race 2 at Morfordville.
It is. It's a good race, so that breeders for the two-year-old. So Caravas at $4.40. I like it when you sneak over the border, Joshy. Good luck this weekend.
Take that money from Tom.
That's it. And we'll see you, hopefully, down at the Bull.
Yes, I was saying to Nev before, I'll come knocking on the tent if I make it over there.
Perfect. That will be great. Good on you, mate. Have a great weekend. So, Josh from Horsham there. He-